Nashville's charter schools are highlighting their performance compared to the rest of the district. Charters represent a vast majority of the city's schools that achieved top growth scores for student improvement. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports on what's giving them an edge.
There are the longer school days, extra services to engage parents, and regular testing to catch students before they fall too far behind. Carol Swan, who oversees the district's nearly two dozen charters, acknowledges that in most instances, charters also have the advantage of parent buy-in because families have chosen to be there.
If you make a choice in something, then maybe you're a little more invested as a family in making sure that that choice is successful.
Charter skeptics have seen this as an unfair advantage, accusing the privately run schools of strategically poaching students. But Swan says it doesn't have to be a bitter rivalry with district-run schools. She says charters were meant to be so-called labs of innovation.
We should be asking, what are you doing to be successful, and is there a way we can replicate that? That was the promise of charters to begin with. They were not supposed to be competition.
Increasingly, though, they are seen that way by much of the Metro School Board, which is currently ignoring a state mandate to help charters identify and contact potential students. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.